Because the trauma of infertility doesn't just go away. Hi, welcome to Diagnosis Infertility. I'm Andrea. I'm a health and life coach, an infertility warrior, and I want to normalize the trauma associated with infertility, but also make you laugh out loud at least once. If you are trying to wrap your head around fertility, maybe you have experienced infertility in the past, maybe you're worried about it in the future, or you're currently in the freaking trenches going through it right now, or maybe someone close to you is, then this podcast is for you. Here we are all about being raw, telling it how it is, and giving you real action items to support your mental, emotional, and physical health. Because girlfriend, it's about all three. Okay, let's get started. Okay, welcome back to Diagnosis Infertility. I'm so glad you're here. Today's topic is a little bit harder. And here's why. It's because I'm digging into a little bit of the perception of body image or how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about our body. And really, as women, why we aren't at peace with our body or why we don't love our body. And that we tend to mostly shame ourselves or hate ourselves. And this is a real topic, I think, for any woman, but especially this community that we have created here. So I asked in my stories a week or so back about being at peace with your body to get feedback on where our community, which I've started dubbing as Infertile Myrtles, is at with their body. And an overwhelming amount of us, including myself, were struggling with our body image. And unfortunately, some of you completely hated your body. Honestly, a lesser percentage of you guys were totally at peace with your body. I want to shout out to those women who did answer, I am at peace with my body, because that's amazing. That is an amazing place to be, at peace with your body. You guys, I am a huge advocate for being in a healthy relationship with your body. I used to think that in order to do that, I had to love my own body. And I do. I do love my body for the most part, but I don't love everything about my body. There are some things that I am more at peace with than others, and this was pointed to me out to me a few months back when a much wiser cousin of mine had messaged me after I put something on my personal page about like, oh, loving ourselves and doing this or doing that. And she was so honest in saying that, you know, she's not at a point of loving herself and loving her body, but what she is doing, and I love this, is that she is talking about being more at peace with her body instead of being in love with her body, because she's just not there yet with all of her things, with everything, you know, that she's been experiencing. She just had her second child. And I loved that because, wow, wouldn't that be so powerful if we just were at peace with our bodies? I wonder what wouldn't hold us back if we were. I think that being at peace with our body and where it's at right now is a really cool and a really beautiful progression to learning how to love ourselves again, or to learning to love ourselves. I don't want to discredit being at peace with your body, because I think that is such a great goal, and I think that's a perfect goal for me right now and some of my clients right now. I think it's been a wonderful goal. It's kind of that mind, body, soul idea that they're all connected, yet we often think of our bodies like they're outsiders. They don't necessarily belong to us because we don't always celebrate or connect with our body, because we sometimes shame it or hate it. Sometimes we're disgusted by it. You know, the rolls, the cellulite,
the pubic hair.
So I was talking with my coach about this, Sarah, who you met last week. So I was talking with my coach about this because movement has been such a struggle for the women I work with right now. And I have this vision to create a community. An online community for women to log in, find amazing recipes that serve their body and don't restrict. Find workouts that feel exciting and invigorating. To have a forum for women to talk to each other. Talk about their body shame, their emotional eating, their successes, their depression, their freaking heavy ass periods. And to hear from real other women how it's going. So that we can come together and support each other and lift each other up. And feeling amazing in the crop top that we really want to wear, even though we feel like people are going to judge us because we aren't a size 6. Who the heck cares what people are going to think about you. Well, we do. But why does it matter if you want to wear the crop top? Why does it matter what I think or anyone else thinks if you feel amazing and beautiful and confident? That's what I want for us. So I was talking with Sarah about this, and she said something to me that stuck. She said, "Why do you think it is that women have such a hard time with movement?" And I think it is because we have this unrealistic expectation in our heads of what we are supposed to look like at the gym, or what we are supposed to look like in that pair of jeans, or what we are supposed to look like in any piece of clothing or anything. We have already spent the morning shaming ourselves in front of the mirror before 8 a.m. We already feel ugly in our clothes. We are letting what people told us when we were just girls about our body define us in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. We are being held back, stuck, because of our beliefs in our body. Our belief that we're not good enough, or our body isn't good enough, that it's not serving us how it should be serving us, just because maybe there's a little extra poundage, or maybe I can't lose weight in this one spot, or maybe it's because I can't get pregnant, or maybe it's because I have such a bad period that I'm anemic for a week out of the month, every frickin' month. Now, I have always been taller and quote-unquote slimmer. I'm not super thin. I have rolls when I sit down. I have a C-section pooch. And I always look in the mirror and I criticize myself. Always. I had an eating disorder in college, which I don't talk about a lot, and many of the people close to me don't actually know about it. It was around the time when a really good friend of mine, her sister, passed away. She was really young, maybe 24, 25. And it rocked me. So I found an outlet. And that outlet was an eating disorder. But it started, honestly, because when I was in grade school, I held on to the baby weight a little bit longer than the people around me did. And the boys in my class noticed, and they called me out on it. I had braces, my feet were bigger than my peers, I had slick back straight hair, my jeans never felt really good on me. They probably actually didn't just fit me right. I remember shopping for clothes was so stinking stressful because of the sizes. I carried that body image, those thoughts, with me. I'm sure you're thinking right now about the shit you're carrying with you right now, that it is stopping us from being at peace with our own bodies. I can't get pregnant. I can't carry a baby to full term. I had to lay on my freaking side during the last 8 weeks of my pregnancy. My period is so heavy. I'm fat. I'm weak. I'm flabby and soft. I'm too tall. Okay, we can go on and on. I want you to know that body shaming isn't just for someone who is quote unquote overweight. I want you to know that body shaming happens to quote unquote skinny girls too. Just because someone is comfortable with their weight right now doesn't mean that they are happy with how their body looks. Doesn't mean they still don't struggle with how their body functions. Whatever your body looks like, whatever your body does, you are not safe from the shame that trauma carries along with it. You are not safe because maybe you did lose the 10 pounds. You're just not safe. It's about our relationship with our body. Are you at peace with it or are you not? Do you love it or do you hate it? Where do you fall right now? It doesn't matter what genetics you have. It doesn't matter if you can fit into a size 2 or you wear a size 12. You are not safe from body shaming, and you are not safe from the struggle. Being at peace with your body, are you? If you are, I seriously freaking applaud you. And I want to hear from you. I want to know what work you've done to get there. And I want to celebrate you and high five you, because I know how much work I've been doing to be at peace with my body that needed help to get pregnant, my body that struggled like heck to carry a baby. My body that needed to have C-sections. My body that can't get pregnant again. My body that was told to never get pregnant again. And I'm starting to be at peace with all of this, but it is hard freaking work. And sometimes I still struggle, I'll be honest. If you aren't at peace with your body, if you are struggling or hate your body, you are not alone. And I'm here for you. I want to work with you. I don't know if you guys know this, but I created this entire business around this, working with women to create habits that serve them and support them in life, helping to create peace in their relationship with food, with their body and soul. So you can sign up for a discovery call with me anytime. I am here for hire. Like, I am for hire for you. The link to my website is in my show notes, and you can go and book a call right away. The first one is free. This is what I do. I hold your hand to get you out of this nasty pit. So what the heck do we do if we are struggling in our body? So I'm not going to leave you hanging. Here's a few things that I've done. I'm not saying that this is the end all be all, that you're going to leave this podcast and magically be at peace with your body. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and everyone is different, and things are going to work differently for everyone, which is another reason why book a call. But my first tip, journal. Say out loud, sing, whatever the mode it is that you like to do this stuff, but create a list of things that your body has done for you that is badass. Like, seriously. Your skin grows new skin when you are cut. It grows hair. It got you through your driver's test. It regrows bones when they're broken. It ran away from that goose that chased you down the street when you were walking your dog. Really happened, by the way. So create the list of things that your body has done. Your orgasms. Yep, went there. If it doesn't orgasm, let's talk, because that's a problem. My body also creates delicious meals for my family and friends. My body once rode 100 miles for MS. About died, but it did it. Make a list of the badass things that your body has done. Second, I struggled with this one, but I'm going to talk you through it. So pick one thing that you absolutely hate about your body. Did it come to mind right away? A lot easier than the first things I asked you to list. Pick the thing that you hate most about it. Like, for me, it's the area under my belly button, my gut. And instead of trying to shove your jeans that no longer fit you, figure out how you can honor that part of your body. For me, it was buying clothes that fit and getting rid of the ones that didn't. You guys, we need to wear clothes that fit us. And we need to stop pressuring ourselves to keep the clothes in our closets that no longer serve us. If you feel like shit in it, get rid of it. If you feel like you're going to fit into it again, put it in a box and keep it, but get it out of your closet. If it's your arthritic feet, buy the shoes that are comfortable and cute. Maybe they cost more, but sometimes paying more for something that honors us is better than hating our bodies and what is cheap. Do you hate your uterus? Honor it by celebrating what it does do. Shedding its lining monthly like it's supposed to. Do you hate all your reproductive organs? Because, girl, I hated this part of my body. Do I have parts that work? Honor those. And to the parts you hate, honor those by getting the support you need. Maybe that is going to the doctor for the first time. Maybe that is signing up for fertility coaching. Honor it by serving it. And the last one is, I also believe that another big part of learning to be at peace with our body is to create habits that serve us. I'm not talking about these like crazy things, but the small little things that will support us. For example, planning our meals weekly, drinking water, saying no to energy draining activities, adding food to our diets versus restricting our diets. Because I hate dieting. Let's get rid of dieting forever and ever. Amen. But we have a diet. That is what we eat is called. It's called your diet. But dieting is restricting. So looking at adding food versus restricting food. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, you're not going to leave this podcast a new woman. But maybe you took away just one thing that can support you to create a healthier relationship with your body, to create peace. What is one thing you aren't doing right now that you could be doing to support feeling at peace with your body. Okay. And as a reminder, you can find me on Instagram, her.infertile.myrtle, and I'm yours for hire. I would love to meet you and talk with you. Thank you for listening in today. I hope it inspired you, or maybe you awkwardly snorted out loud. Either way, totally cool. Now listen, those of us who really need to hear something like today's episode might need a gentle nudge to tune in. Please, if you know anyone that would benefit from today's episode, please text it to her right now. And remember, you are not a mess. You are brave for trying. Can't wait to talk soon.